Hey there, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the radio show that talks about the Akashic Records, answers your questions, and poses some real interesting ones. So you are able to call in your questions tonight, and we actually have some guests that are going to be with us that are going to be posing some questions. And so if you wanted to email some questions, you certainly can. You can email me at info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at Akashic Wisdom, the same name as the show, akashicwisdom.com. Again, my name is Donna Fox, and if you are listening to BBS Radio, then you have the numbers right in front of you. And if you are listening to some type of stream, I will be giving you those numbers momentarily. However, before we begin, I want to tell you how excited I am. I've got some wonderful guests on the show tonight, and those guests, some are familiar with the Akashic Records, some more than others. Some you've heard before, and others you have not. And what's really great is that we are going to take questions and just have a good time for an hour. So if you're out there and you have any questions for any of our guests, you can certainly call 888-260-3070, and that's in the U.S. or Canada. That's 888-260-3070. So with us tonight is an old friend and somebody I am very excited I'm going to be seeing next week. The first person we're going to say hello to is Lori Rayon Anderson. Hi there, Lori. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Donna. It's great to be on the show, and we're very excited about you coming to San Diego.
Well, I am very excited to come to San Diego for a variety of reasons, but for those people who are listening who don't know, I have been coming to San Diego since, 2006, 2007? When? A while.
I think so, 2006,
yep.
I believe,
yep.
Was the first time.
I think that's it. And,
did a workshop
and
together.
This lovely lady who is on the phone with me, Lori Rayon Anderson, has sponsored me since I've been coming, and she is a wonderful healer, and she does so many things, there's no name for what she does. So... So how about being of light? She is a magnificent being of light in her own right, because she not only does Akashic Record consultations and she's taken my classes, but she also channels a wonderful high being energy by the name of Puta, who is now residing in the physical body of a cat. And the dolphin trips that go on, she takes people out on the ocean on these wonderful dolphin and whale trips, and lives are changed on those boats. So she's got a lot to talk about, and I'm going to be in San Diego, and she's going to tell you all about that. And she's also connected me with some folks who have had consultations with me that are in the background there and that we're going to talk to. But, Lori, tell us what's up with you. How have you been? What's going on?
Well, I've been busy, but I'm having a great time. I think that we're in some of the most incredible energy, you know, the planet's seen for, I don't know, maybe since the beginning of time, Donna. We're calling it the Garden of Eden. We're moving back into the Age of Grace, and I feel joyful and blissful, and we're seeing an amazing amount of healings and people waking up and remembering who they are. You know, it's a great time. I can't complain.
What can you complain about?
Happy. Such a good time.
Well, I think what's also important, too, is that the people who are waking up in a way that allows them the freedom to receive all that they have learned without recrimination.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the most important things that we establish, is that when people wake up to who they truly are, there's a peace that happens within them and around them, and they realize that everything that has happened in their life up to this point has brought them to where they are.
Absolutely.
You and I had a conversation last week. Last Sunday, a woman called in, and she had these wonderful questions, and what came forward was something that you verified for me as well as I verified for you, but vice versa, is that the people who are ascending are the people who are in the midst of shifting their energies are really focusing on receiving love, learning how to receive love. It's not just about giving love, it's about receiving love. And you had mentioned to me that Buddha has been talking about this for a good amount of time now, which I personally did not know, because you and I we don't necessarily share what comes forward. We're more friends than we're sharing enlightenments unless we're together. But the interesting thing about that is that Buddha shared that. And so for people, I want you to tell them about the channeling that you've got done and the CD that you have available. And for people who are interested in listening to the program from last week of what came forward from the records, there are archives that you can listen to on the site. But say a little bit about what Buddha was talking about, okay?
Well, for those that are wondering a little bit about Buddha, too. So
that's a good idea. Sure.
My spiritual path started with animal communication. I think I was telepathic with animals when I was young, but I was always tell people I think I thought everyone else was too, so I didn't feel different. So as you grow older, you know, some of these special gifts that we have, it's clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, all of the gifts that God gives us, that sometimes get shut down because we're living in Western society and they're telling us that angels aren't real and, you know, there's no colors and, you know, imaginary friends, and that animals don't talk. So I think I put it away for a while, and I went to vet school and studied veterinary medicine, but ultimately I went on to work with children. But in 1994, I had a near-death experience, and when I did, I went to the other side, and I was able to see the truth of who we really are, in the sense of who my mother was and who my horse was, who my cat was. And I came back with a different perspective, and I embraced the telepathy as opposed to push it away. And when I did do that, then the voice of the cat we call Buddha, who's had many lives, became just like we're talking now. There's
right.
a constant stream of conversation, whether she's physically in the room or not. And what it has been revealed to me is that this particular being, and almost all animals, by the way, folks, are angelic. They all have great, great and wonderful things to give us, and they're all wonderful healers and teachers. But this particular being comes as a teacher for the people. She prefers to spend more time with people than she does with animals, and she's become a voice of reason and teaching for me. And through the years of doing this work, for many years we had a company called Buddha Speaks. It was always all about Buddha because I hadn't claimed any power yet, or I hadn't remembered anything really about myself except for the fact that I was going to be the cat's voice. But things have shifted now to where I listen when she talks because she says things that come true. She has a little bit of forward vision going on. And she's been talking a lot over the past few years about the origins of creation, and that our path would be to help people wake up and remember who they really are, you know, beyond the human costume, beyond the suit. And when we do, she says, when you wake up and remember who you are, you're going to remember who everyone else is too. So I've been listening to her talk about the origins of creation, and I've been waking up to the fact of who the angels are, in the sense of the particular angels that are around each human. And that has led us on a path to where we help people through what I call spiritual life coaching. And she's always talking, in some sense, about how that person relates to the all that is and to the story. And right now, the energy that's hitting the planet is pretty phenomenal. We're in what I call the ascension curve. We're gravitating back towards source energy. You know, there was a time to separate out, and there was a time to create and have many lifetimes of experience. And right now, we're gravitating back. And this is what you and I coincided on, was she calls it the in-breath. I mean, there was the out-breath, which is going out and doing and creating and being, and that's the masculine energy. And now Mother God is calling us back on the in-breath. And on the in-breath of God is the time to learn to receive and to be. It's the time of being and not having to do so much. And in the being of ourself, we're remembering more of who we are, where we're from. And it's not just about the third-dimensional experience anymore. It's about claiming the truth of your power. So
absolutely.
She did a channel on September 11th for a workshop that we did called The Origins of Creation. And it's 50 minutes, and it's powerful. It tells, from an animal's perspective, an angelic perspective, how the world was created that we live in and how our galaxy was created and why. So,
well,
I thought it was great.
Yeah, absolutely. And they certainly can get that from you or your website, can't they?
Yeah, it's called The Origins of Creation.
And what is your website?
My website is laurierion.com. It's laurierion.com. Laurierion.com. And you can go to our products page. It's the newest one we've done. And And it's fun. It's not only that, it's fun to hear it, you know.
Absolutely. And the other thing, too, is that one of the things that has come forward from the records is that as people remember who they are, they're able to understand or at least receive the blessing of their woundings.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you've covered this with Puda or not, but what we're I'm finding with my consultations, both for individuals as well as business, interestingly enough, is that people are remembering more about their core issues and are more willing to release them in love so that they can actually heal and receive and be aware of the gifts that they brought forward in this lifetime, too.
Right.
Do you find that in your coaching as well?
Absolutely. It's a time to claim responsibility in a very loving way, in a very forgiving way of every thought, every word, and every deed.
Right.
In the channel, Puda's mantra, one of her new mantras is, what I think and what I feel, I bring into form.
That's right.
So maybe we can say that again. What I think and what I feel, I bring into form. And that statement alone lets you feel and experience that you are the creator of your own experience and the co-creator of the world in which you live. And many of us, at least me, for a number of years, had forgotten that. I hadn't taken responsibility for my life. So I was creating some chaos and some drama and some pain.
Yeah.
And
I realized that
I created those things from a state of amnesia to where I wasn't awake to the fact that I had responsibility through my thoughts, words, and deeds. So it's not a judgment. It's just a realization of the fact that you've always had a choice. And part of the reason you came into an Earth experience where there was amnesia is so that you could create from a place of not knowing whether to choose love or not to choose love in every moment. And then the more you wake up, the more you remember, the more you choose love in every moment, the more joy you create. And then you can receive the blessing of what you just said, of the wounding. Why did I wound myself? Well, partially so you could have the experience. Secondly, so that you could help somebody else who's done it.
Exactly.
You know, you can't reach out and help someone if you've lived in a rose garden all your life. You have to prick your finger a few times so you know what it's like, and you can be compassionate.
Absolutely.
That's what I think.
So talk about your we're going to talk about the Akashic Record workshops in a little bit, but I want people to understand you just had a very interesting experience on the boats with the dolphins and the whales. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, certainly. Well, in our work together, part of coming into balance as a spiritual being is starting to remember and understand the consciousness behind our planet. And our planet is the energy that many of you probably refer to as Mother Earth. Some people call the consciousness of the planet Gaia, you know, that she actually has a name, that it's a living, breathing entity that has birthed us. This is our divine feminine energy.
Right.
So the animals work very closely with Mother Nature in the sense of their consciousness and understanding of the wisdom of the Earth. And when you balance that with the energy of what I'll call the cosmic connection, wherever you feel that you came from, we'll call it prime creator or source energy, if you balance those male and female energies, then you're able to achieve a higher sense of life wave communication or telepathic abilities with life everywhere because you've come into a balance of those two different energies. And so the dolphins and whales are the super sentient beings on our planet. The whales have been on the planet as the first incarnated beings. They're the most spiritually and intellectually evolved souls on our planet because they have 500 million years of experience, first on land and then in the water. And the dolphins have about 30 million years of experience. They're our evolved cousins in the sense of a futuristic type of, you know, if you look into the future and see what you might evolve to as a conscious breather or an aquatic being, a being that has the ability to use 18 spectrums of light and has acoustical abilities to balance all of your organ systems, your blood, your chakra, everything, things that we are yet unable to do in the way that they do it. So when we communicate with those beings, we get information and energy about the origins of the Earth, and we get information about how to heal ourselves and to balance ourselves. So about, let's see, what was the Monday before the 21st? I have to look at a calendar here. I have a calendar. I can do that. I was just going to point out some times here.
Monday before the 21st of October,
about 8 people, in my personal life.
Well, with
my coaching
the 21st friends on the Friday.
Called me
and
emailed me
and said
they were dying.
Huh?
And these are happy people, except for one has cancer.
I missed you.
They laid down and closed their eyes. They were going to die. They felt that they were spiraling down into the earth. They were falling into darkness, including Judith Moore, my friend, who's a pretty powerful light worker. They felt that the world was ending. And on that particular day, the cat that I live with, Puda, had gone to a veterinarian and had a very dramatic experience, an emotional upset, unlike anything I've ever seen her have before. And when she had that emotional experience, everybody in the room got sick around her, like nauseous, sick. So it wasn't a good day in the sense of days, because I don't want to, you know, say anything other than truth, but most of my days are pretty happy. We help people and we help ourselves, and, you know, we play with angels and dolphins and whales. It's a happy life. That was not a happy day. And I started to ponder that and ask why that was happening. Why did we go through that? Why are so many people having darkness? And then on the following Friday, which was October 21st, we went out on a boat trip to see the dolphins and whales with some very fun people that work with light therapy and some very, you know, what I'm going to call spiritually awake people. And we had the most profound, perhaps, experience that I've ever had. Most people were saying it was the best day of their life. The blue whales were in the ocean, and they are the largest creatures on the planet. They are about, you know, 80 to 100 feet long. Their heart is the size of, like, a small car. They're huge. Their tongue is, like, the size of an elephant. They come up to the boat normally maybe one or two at a time, and that we consider that a very blessed day. On this day, there were over 20 blue whales. And the whales were doing behaviors unlike anything we've ever seen. They were very close to the shore. They're talking a 100-foot whale, and they're less than a mile from the shore. They circled the boat, and they were floating upside down, and Ruthie was there. They were splashing and rushing at the boat, and they're very fast swimmers with their mouths open three times, like they're going to swallow the boat. And then as soon as they got to the boat, the boat stopped, and then they closed their mouth and they just swim underneath and roll over. And you'd have to see it to believe it. It's just like people screamed, and just, you know, even the captain said in 30 years he'd never seen the whales do anything like that. Usually we wait, you've been out with us, Donna, we wait for them to come up by the boat, and then we watch them dive down in their magnificent tails, and then they go down 400 feet normally in feed, and then they come back up, and it could be like 10, 15 minutes before we see them again. This day it was 20 whales or more, we don't know, we couldn't count, all around us, never diving. We never saw one tail. They stayed on the surface, and they continued to play with the boats and go under us and open up their heart chakras and just blast us. You know, it was just like, if you've never felt, you know, a freight train of love, this is what it was. People up, and they fell on their knees crying and said, "You're the best dream of my life. I've never experienced something like it." And then about an hour after that, when you just thought you couldn't take it anymore, it was so much bliss, that the dolphins came, and the dolphins started jumping on the whales. We've never, in all the years' history, dolphins don't normally jump on whales, and slide down them, and they were jumping over their tails and interacting with the whales. And we've never seen them do that. Usually they're in separate pods, and they swim by, but they don't interact. You know, maybe they smile and wave, but they don't jump on each other usually. So the guy I was with, he said, "It looks like an elephant playing with kittens," and he'd never seen dolphins or whales up close, so he thought that was normal. And I said, "No, this is not normal." So it's a pretty amazing day. We happened to get footage of it, and there's a glass viewing pod on the boat where one of my friends went down, and she's actually a filmmaker, and got footage of it and filmed the eye of the blue whale and the blue whale going by and the sounds he made. And that footage has gone around the world. It's in two different YouTubes, and, you know, we can send it to people. You have it, right, Donna?
I watched it. It was wonderful.
If people want to see it, they can email you, and you can forward it to them, you know?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to do that. They can email it to me.
Energy of Gaia releasing some darkness, you know, Mother Earth, and now the whales being freer to be different, to be who they are, to fill up with joy. These are beings that bring great joy and great healing. And I think that the behavior is going to be permanent now. That's what I'm feeling. They've been doing this, by the way, since that day, every day. And more whales are coming. Other species of whales are coming. Even whales that don't normally come to Southern California are here now.
That's fabulous.
Yeah,
and,
it's a lesson.
I mean, it's the most amazing thing, because what it's showing is that the higher vibrational beings are coming towards humans to help, too.
Yeah, that's it. They are. They're coming, and these are beings that hold this incredible vibration for the planet because of their vast experience and, of course, their vast size as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like that we've seen a global shift, and I don't, you know, I'm not a big follower in the sense of understanding all of the sacred or the sacred texts and the different civilizations, but ancient civilizations, but the kitty just jumped up. But the what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought, Oscar. that this was the end of the Mayan calendar. The 28th was supposed to be the end, and now we're in the age of, you know, grace. I mean, we've entered the Garden of Peace, so to speak, and welcome everybody to the new world. I think the whales are showing us the way.
probably.
That's what it feels like. It feels like we've made a big shift. And
but
maybe everybody isn't feeling that yet, because I've had some people call me and say they're still feeling old stuff bubbling up and they're seeing some chaos and some drama, but they're feeling the peace and they want everyone to feel it. So I think people are releasing a lot of the fear, you know, of bondage. I don't know, whatever. What do you
think? Oh, yeah. The thing is it's like anything that, you know, when change happens, people try to grasp for what they know. And pretty soon it won't be there anymore. It'll only be the beauty of what is.
Well, I'll tell you, what they've got in store for us is so big and better. Like, just last week proved that to me. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And I mean, it was way beyond my expectations. I was just hoping for two whales, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we were out, we saw four.
You know, we have more people coming out. Don't forget, this is the day, right? We're on your calendar. I always tell them that. And I just heard laughter. I go, well, we want to see at least two. Is that okay? Can we see two whales? I always say it like that. And then I just heard peals of laughter. I was like, if they told me there were going to be 20 whales and the world had changed, do you think I would have believed it? I don't know, probably not.
Even when I went out two years ago, we saw four whales. That in itself was remarkable, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that was really special for my husband, who he passed, as you know, since then. But I think it was very special for him to see those whales and all the dolphins. That was very special for him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad that we were able to share that.
So much joy.
Yeah.
It's just, they avalanche you with joy, you know. They just bust open your chakras, and, you know, you just have to feel. If your heart has never been opened, boy, go on a dolphin and whale boat trip. They'll just rock your, open up your heart, rock your world.
There you go. Pretty cool.
Pretty happy.
So let's talk about what we're going to do in San Diego for a moment.
Okay.
And we want to talk to Annette. We want to talk to Mike if he wants to talk. And if Ruth or Ralph have any questions, we're willing to go ahead and answer those questions. So,
we've got questions.
What'd you say?
She always has questions.
Great.
Her face is so cute. You should see her face. It's so great. She's such a dear friend, Don. I can't wait for you to meet her. She's come into our world, and it's like, you know, we've known each other for lifetimes, and, of course...
We ate at Denny's.
Oh, you met her. You met her.
After Brazzo. Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
You guys met after Brazzo. There you go. You already know each other. You're old friends.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's good.
Anyway, we're neighbors practically, and she comes over all the time and helps out. Wait till you see the new mystery school, and of course she loves Pluto. Pluto's actually going to Sedona with her, and I'm staying home. So while I'm playing with you, though.
Yeah, this is a first for you too with Pluto.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got a wonderful kitty for me named Zohar, don't we?
We do. Donna, everybody, is adopting Pluto's grandson, and he's going to come back and live in Ohio, and, of course, they're going to have a happy, happy, happy life together. He's so excited.
I'm excited. I'm like my own, like I'm getting ready for a little kid, you know? It's like I'm so excited.
You are getting ready for a little kid. He's a little kid. He's so excited.
I know.
He's 4 months old now, and he is a live
wire. when was his birthday?
Good question. Well, I know we have it written down, so we'll have to ask Deborah so you get it right.
Yeah, I know that it's
I don't remember
ago,
right
but
in a minute.
I'd just like to be more exact.
Yeah, because I know we have it written down. I'm just thinking
right,
there four
right.
months. Could be four and a half.
Yep, that's good. So we're going to be, I'm going to be going to the controversial bookstore, right?
Yeah, Donna's coming in to do a level one and level two Akashic Records Workshop, in case anybody's listening that didn't know that, in San Diego. And she's going to be at the Controversial Bookstore in San Diego, downtown San Diego, on Thursday. I have the calendar here. On Thursday, November 3rd at 7 p.m.
Uh-huh.
This is kind of a tradition for her when she comes to town to go down there. And they love her, and lots of people show up, and she gives a wonderful talk on what the Akashic Records are about, and people get to ask questions, and Donna opens the records of the group, which is always profound and unique each time, very different. No two times alike.
That's true.
Yeah, it's not like you've seen one, you've seen them all. It's not like that with the Akashic Records. They
continue
new previews of coming attractions.
That's right, and if they want any more information, they can email me or they can email you. Why don't you give your email, Lori?
Okay, it's loririon@yahoo.com, and my website again is loririon.com, and it's spelled loririon@yahoo.com.
And you can go ahead and email me, too, at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call my personal voicemail or at 216-691-1233, I will see the message and answer you as to the best of my ability. I'm actually flying out on Wednesday, so if anybody needs to call me, I'm going to give you my cell phone, folks. It's 216-392-5490, so you can certainly use my cell phone anytime you want and give me a call and leave a message, and I'll call you back as soon as I can. So we have some folks there that actually had consultations. Do you suspect that somebody would like to share a little bit about what that experience was like so people kind of get an idea of what it's like to have a consultation?
I think so. We're here with Annette, she's looking forward to the workshop, and I'm going to hand her the phone.
Okay, that's great. Hi,
hello,
Annette.
Donna. It was nice to have a session with you. I really enjoyed that. I've had sessions with psychics and seers before, but this was very different. I wouldn't say one is a lot better than the other. It's just very different, and I enjoyed it immensely because rather than telling me what here we're doing this and we're going to do this, it had more to do with here's my life path and this is what I can do to create my future, rather than here we're doing it for you. And I do feel that is different in a positive way. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I know I can share a little bit about what we went through, but my thing was that I had. I'm a naturopath and a holistic practitioner. I've been that for 30 years, and I received the intuition, if you will, some years ago that I've done that long enough, and it's okay to do something else. So I've sort of released my clients over that period of time, and so I'm sitting here now saying, okay, well, I've gotten rid of them all. Now, bring me something to do. And I'm sort of sitting here waiting for something to drop on my lap, and you kind of told me, well, you need to go out and get it, and you'll know what it is when you encounter it. And I had just never thought to do that. It was like, well, they need to bring it to me. I mean, drop it on my lap, will you? And so it gave me a perspective of a different perspective in a definitely a good way that I'm going to be exploring. With your help.
Yeah, absolutely. Your whole life is a canvas.
Yes, I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, and so the idea is that you just have a new canvas up on your easel.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that the painting you created last time is any less beautiful. It just means that you've completed that painting and you need to move on to a new one.
Right. I don't see it as
yeah.
anything negative that
sure.
that I had to drop my previous what I was doing, and that there was no loss there. I knew that I was done with it, but I just didn't quite know what to. I was expecting something else to drop on my lap, because quite honestly, the holistic thing did drop on my lap. So I just figured that's what happens. You finish one thing and something else drops on your lap. Well, It just never occurred to me to go looking for it.
Well, that's great. You're going to have a good time doing that.
I really look forward to the workshop this weekend. This coming weekend, I'm looking forward to that and meeting you.
It's going to be fun. I look forward to it as well. I'm just curious about why. Can you tell the listeners why you felt drawn to take this workshop?
Well, mainly because I've been searching for what I should be doing, and I couldn't understand why it wasn't dropping on my lap. And I thought, well, I've spoken to X number of psychics. I've done a lot of work, inner work, and I've, without listing all the things I've done, which is quite extensive. When Lori told me about this, I thought, okay, now there's something I haven't ever tried and done or been involved in. So I did a little research, and it looked quite interesting, and it felt good. And I thought, well, this might be the missing link of what I need to do, and I think it might be. So here I am.
Well, that's great. That's great. Anything else you'd like to share with the listeners about your consultation, or anything else that you'd like to share?
I can't think of anything right now. All I can say is it was a very positive experience, and I was amazed at the information I got, which was not, it doesn't say, it was not psychic information. It was information that I intuitively knew was the missing link, if you will. So that was wonderful.
It's interesting because when I first had my first consultation, what I realized, it was very grounded information also.
Yeah.
And it was the purest form of truth that I'd ever found. Like, oh yeah, I can identify with this. I know what she saw. At the time, my teacher, before I was a consultant, I said, wow, it's like I really understood what she was talking about. I could feel it in my body.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard to explain to anyone because it's just a knowing.
Yeah.
And until you have that, you can't really, like, if you've never had a knowing about something, you can't. It's like explaining water to somebody who's never had seen water. How do you do that?
Exactly.
All I can say is that it's a knowing that with a lot of these things, metaphysical things, it is about knowing, and you have to slowly, have a little faith in the beginning, and just if it feels good, you need to explore it, and you'll be told if it's not supposed to be. And I think if you're even slightly intuitive, you'll be guided in the right direction and put on the right path if your ego doesn't get in the way. Yeah.
Well, that's true. That's true. And is your partner Mike there? Does he want to say anything, or do you guys have any other questions?
Does Mike, do you want to? Is there anything you'd like to share?
I don't have a lot of wisdom to spread, but.
He thinks he has no wisdom.
There he goes, being modest again.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. I think the one thing that I want to say is that I had some trepidations about having a consultation in the beginning because it seemed like it was spooky, and I didn't know what to expect and whatnot, but I think the best thing that I can say is that I received a lot of really excellent information and uplifting information, although I did shed a few tears over it, but it was quite joyful. And I think if it's approached in the vein of that kind of a feeling rather than something that's foreboding or whatnot, I think there's a whole lot more that you can take out of it, and it's just much clearer. And because I've only been involved with this type of exploration for maybe 8 months, something less than a year, I'm learning an awful lot. And I have to say that I learn an awful lot, but I was really inspired to continue looking and trying to really uncover what my purpose is here. Lori has helped me in a number of ways to look inside, because that's really the only place that you can find what your purpose is.
Right.
And these things are they're joyous, absolutely joyous. And every day is filled with light and peace and love. So pretty much that's it.
Well, I think you're making a very good point. One of the things that's important for people to know, Mike, one of the things... Are you there, Michael?
Yes, I'm here.
I said one of the things that's really important for people to know, you make a very good point, is that taking the Akashic Record Workshop does not... You don't have to have any experience in metaphysical work to be able to be successful with the Akashic Records Workshop. I don't know if you realize that or not. There was like,
The thing is, there's no test afterwards.
You get to
draw your own conclusions, and no matter what conclusions you draw, you can be really pleased with yourself because it's all accurate.
Whatever comes out of
this consultation, you can bet on it being accurate.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I say no matter what comes to you out of this consultation, you can count on it being accurate no matter what your interpretation is.
Yeah, because it's your stuff.
Exactly.
Right. But what I'm saying is that sometimes people feel that they have to be intuitive, or they have to be psychic, or they have to have a lot of metaphysical background in order to take the Akashic Records Workshop. And quite frankly, sometimes it's the least experience is the better.
Well, I think if that type of thing is what floats your boat, then fake it till you make it, because there is information in there for you that is absolutely valuable.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for sharing. You know, and anybody who's listening, if you have any questions, you can certainly give us a call. Does Ruthie or Ralph have any questions about the process or anything like that? Anything they would like to know?
I'm sorry.
Not tonight, Donna. Thank you.
I didn't hear what she said. Did she say not tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to the workshop Thursday.
She's going to come down to
she's coming to the controversial workshop. Oh, great. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right.
Okay, she's going to go with us. That's great.
Oh, cool. Oh, hey, just one question. There was somebody that Mike was going to bring with him, and I didn't know if he was planning on doing that.
My brother Edward.
I wasn't going to mention names. I was just didn't know if he was going to bring them or not.
That's still in progress.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it's not really any direct pressure on my part. I'm just hoping that with a little meditation and a little energy put into his area, that he'll say he'd like to come along. It's funny because one of the questions that we've talked about here earlier, it's kind of off the subject, but just breaking your family in to some of this stuff and people that you're familiar with who really haven't gotten that curious yet, it's kind of a neat challenge to try to break them into it. So, and you want to do it in a kind of a non-judgmental, non-threatening way, because to a lot of people, I think it is threatening.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, sure. Because, again, a lot of this has to do with having full faith, and sometimes people aren't uncomfortable with giving up that kind of control.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And there's no question about it.
Right. Well, thanks again, Mike, for talking to us tonight. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, and thank you for all your help.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. Is Lori, are you there?
I am.
Okay. I want to share something with you today. First of all, I want to share it with everybody, actually. I really wanted to put a shout-out to my son and daughter-in-law, who had a beautiful baby boy on October 6th.
And congratulations.
Jonah.
What's his name?
Jonah. And,
Jonah.
Jonah Milton is his name.
Hi,
and Jonah Milton, and the reason I'm mentioning that is because at the time that he was born, as you know, Lori, I'm Jewish, and At the time that he was born on October 6th, which was the day before Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement for within the Jewish religion. And what was interesting about that is that my son and daughter-in-law were going after names, and they weren't sure what name to name this wonderful baby that was coming into their lives. And when he was born and they were holding him, their conversation was back and forth, and they realized that the Parsha, and when I'm saying a Parsha, I mean it's the part of the Torah, which is the first five books of Moses, was read on Yom Kippur. It's always it's that part of the Old Testament of the Bible, if you will. And that is the story of Jonah and the whale.
We hear that pretty often, as you can imagine, that Jonah went into the whale, and when he came out, he was pretty smart. He looked at the records.
Exactly. And so what they found, what they decided, that when they looked deeper into the name of Jonah, it really meant peace.
Oh, yes.
And that was a translation. It meant peace. And so my first husband, my son's father, his name was Sholem, which is also peace. And so they ended up naming Jonah, because it was they wanted him to always feel peace and peaceful in honor of my husband. And also Milton was my daughter-in-law's grandfather's name. But there's this whole beautiful story about why they named him the way they did. But I thought you would enjoy the fact that they named him Jonah because of the story of the Jonah and the whale.
Jonah and the whale, yeah.
And, that's a very special man there. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't you have another grandchild that just arrived too, or is that?
I've got one coming. That's probably going to come Monday night, and then I have another one coming, November 15th.
Wow.
Lots of babies.
Lots of babies. Wow.
Yeah, there's another comment. Michael was talking about introducing our kind of thinking, if you will, to families. I took my two grandchildren, a little boy who's 10 and a little girl who's 6, Martha and Seth, and I took them to a gem show today. And I gave them a budget, and I said, okay, you guys, let's explore here, and you've got a budget, and you can get it whatever you want. So it was like a $10 budget, you know, not expensive. And so they're looking around, and I didn't do a thing. It didn't say a word. I just let them kind of wander. I was watching them, and they were looking, and we were looking together and stuff like that. So all of a sudden, they come up, Nana, we got what we wanted. And I said, oh, what is it? And don't you know, they both had pendulums in their hand.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, my gosh.
And they said, what is that? Let me show you. They said, look, isn't this cool? It's a, you know, and so Martha got an amethyst, and Seth got an onyx. And I was showing them how to work it, and so we're at a stoplight, and Martha starts giggling like crazy after we left. She goes, oh, my gosh, she says, this thing won't stop. And it was circling. She had it around by her heart, and that thing was going so fast, she couldn't even stop it. It was so funny.
I had a pendulum when I was 6. Just imagine.
Say again.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I waited so long.
Yeah.
I guess. In a good way. That's wonderful.
You know, teaching them early about your pendulum, I thought that it would be funny. So I saw them a little later. They were going to dinner. And so Seth had forgotten some papers for school that he had in my car. So I met them where they were going to the restaurant to give him his papers. And he comes up to the car like he's got a secret. He goes, Nana, and I had the window open. I says, what's that? He goes, look, and he shows me his pendulum in his hand. He goes, I'm going to use it to order dinner tonight.
Oh, gosh, that's a lot.
So he already got what he was, because they've seen me do it, you know, so it's just kind of, just to kind of give you, you know, my daughter and son-in-law are definitely not, they don't put me down for what I do. But it's not like they're on the same page. Do you know what I mean? It's
yes,
they're,
I do.
And they're wonderful people.
I do understand.
I would have rather been at that restaurant when I
at least
his pendulum out. So I'm sorry, I missed what you guys said.
Oh, I just said I understand. Everybody doesn't have a pendulum, but you know we do.
So I'm really excited about the class. We have the level two class. So I wanted to just share that it was one of those good days, you know, when you have great things to share with friends. So
yeah.
So we're gonna
be predicting the future.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said they'll probably be predicting the future with their pendulums.
Well, here, you know what? So Seth says, as I'm showing him how to use it as we're there, you know, it's like, should I bring this? Should I get this one? Should I get this? And it's answering me, you know. And he said, well, but I don't think you can make all your decisions with the pendulum, though, could you, Nana? And I went, I think you need good sense with it, Seth. Because I didn't want him, you know, relying. I didn't want him to using it as a crutch. You know, using anything as a crutch is not a good idea. You know,
only an instrument, right?
That's right. It's a tool that you use. So, you know, but it was just so funny because I don't think you should use it for all your decisions. But then he went in to use it to order dinner to see what he wanted.
I think he'll be teaching class pretty soon.
Say again?
This one.
Yeah, I think they're both going to be taking the class when they're old enough.
I mean, I'm just saying they're wise. I mean, these are wise beings.
You betcha. Yeah, I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed. Yeah. So the classes that are coming up, we're going to be doing some great classes. The level one class is, and we still have room in it, right?
We do. We have a level one class on November 5th and 6th, which is Saturday and Sunday. And it's going to be in Oceanside, California, which is just north of San Diego, and we're right, you know, on the ocean, so it's a nice place to be.
And it's going to be
from 8:30 to 7:30 p.m. both days. And at the end of the two-day workshop, you will have learned how to use the prayer and to open your own personal Akashic records, which is quite a power tool in life.
Yeah, it kind of did something for you, didn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Studying the Akashic records has changed my life quite a bit. And it's it's part of my life now as I do, you know, a number of Akashic readings every week now. So
that's right.
Yeah.
That's great.
Regular tool now. Yeah. And I recommend it for anybody who wants a deeper level of self-empowerment and exploration of consciousness into their own beingness.
There you go. And so what else is coming up for you?
Well, let's see. We're going to the Star Knowledge Conference, which is put on by Chief Golden Light Eagle, who is the kind of the organizer of it, and it's going to be held in Cahokia, Illinois on 11-11-11. So it's a four-day conference for people who are seeking remembrance of, I guess, the ways of the shamans, you know, the mystics, the Native American people, and we're all gathering, of course, to be a force of light as the 11-11-11 doorway opens for our planet. If Puda was here to speak, she would say, well, she is here. Thank you very much, Puda. She says, I don't have to go there. This is a little talk, Mom. She says, it's the largest pathway of light our planet will have ever experienced. So we're coming into a beautiful date, folks, if you don't already know. 11-11-11, wherever you are, you want to gather with like-minded people and be very joyful with your thoughts and you know, that your intentions during that time period, because it's going to be a very powerful pathway.
What is the name of the conference again?
The Star Knowledge Conference. Yeah, it's actually the Star Knowledge Gathering. The website is comewalkinbeauty.com.
If
you want to know more about it and see all the different lectures and speakers and workshops. Our film, The Messages of the Whales and Dolphins for Humanity, and to bring messages of the whales. Chief Golden Light Eagle says that I'm to represent the whale tribes there at the conference, and we'll be doing a workshop there on animal communication and also on healing, the healing energies of whales and dolphins. So, and we have a booth. Very exciting.
Lori, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you give the website again slowly, please?
Sure. It's comewalkinbeauty, C comewalkinbeauty.com. comewalkinbeauty.com.
Okay. All right. That's important because we want to be able to you know, kind of promote that and let people know where it is.
We're looking for an incredible gathering. It starts on November 10th, and it's a four-day event, the 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th of November. And let's see, then after that, we're going to be in Sedona, Arizona, doing a wonderful event called Light Up the Planetary Grids that I'm promoting with two other people, Gwen Mashandra and Judith Moore, and we're going to be there doing DNA activations and working with the planetary ley lines, and we're going to be actually in the vortex of the Red Rocks in Sedona for New Year's and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So we're very excited about it. It's a uniting of the family of man, you know, bringing humanity closer together. And we don't exactly know everything that's going to happen, but we're getting some pretty good glimpses of it. It's going to be very exciting.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, I'm thinking about coming to the Sedona one, too, as I told you.
Yes.
And then you have something coming up in March, too, don't you?
At an incredible place in Sedona called Angel Valley. And you can look at the property and see 7 acres of sacred property outside of Sedona with organic gardens and a labyrinth and red rocks. And, you know, that's, they call it Angel Valley Landing for a reason, I think. Very, very high energy. So,
well,
you know,
great.
It's only going to be 2012, and we're very happy about the fact that that we're going to be gathered as a force, you know, of people caring very deeply about each other to bring in 2012, kind of usher in the golden age, you know?
Yes, for sure.
Fun.
Oh, that's great. That's
It'll
wonderful.
Be fun to open the Records of the Land while we're there. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to do that. Love to do that.
Yeah.
You betcha. Okay, I have to look at my email. I just got a text that I've got an email. Somebody texted me, but I don't have any email questions. So for my friend, let's see here. So Miss Nikki, if you have I'm just speaking to this lady. If you have a question, you need email it today, quickly, because we're almost off the time. So anybody who wants to email a question or call in a question for anyone, please do so now. Email it to info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call us directly. You can call us and ask any questions of anybody, and that's 888-260-3070. Sorry for the interruption there, Lori, but all of a sudden
fine.
Yeah, we would love to have questions. People can certainly call their questions or email their questions in.
No, here's a question that maybe you want to comment on. You know, people are asking a lot of questions about 2012,
uh-huh.
about what it really means, about that date, you know. And for me, it means we can finally take Armageddon off the calendar, you know.
You're right.
We're coming really, truly into this age of peace, a higher vibration, you know, the age of Aquarius, all of the prophecies. Of peace are coming true, you know, the age of manifestation. But I'm just thought maybe that would be something that might be a moment for, you know.
Oh, I think that's a very important one.
What power of 2012, you know, and coming into this timeline.
Well, first of all, the Akashic Records Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones would like everyone to understand that it's time to lay down the burden of fear. The burden of fear around 2012 doesn't serve anyone. And so it's not about being afraid, but it's about opening your heart, as we had talked about, to more love. There's so much fear going on around it. Actually, it's interesting that you said that, and it's the same time we got a question here that what else can we know about suggestions to expand into experiencing or moving forward in the new Earth paradigm? So it's kind of like the same question. The other piece here is that it's really about assessing that which we as human individuals, each one of us, has our own has our own burdens, our own bags of rocks. And, Lori, you have put a lot of your bags down, most of them, as a matter of fact. There's a lot of people, as you know, because you're working with so many people, that have not. And the way to be able to look forward to the new paradigm is to begin to release that which no longer serves us. That's the best thing that I can see.
Yeah. Time to take the rocks out of your backpacks, folks.
You betcha. Time. That's right. And so the other thing is that when we're moving into the new paradigm, and we're already there, actually, what I'm also hearing is the shift actually started last year.
Yeah.
And there's more and more people opening up to the possibility of there being something more than they can see. This is not about, it's not about getting rid of God. I don't know why the master teachers are talking about this, but this seems to be an important piece. It's important that people understand this is not about worshiping idols. This is not about stepping away from God. It's about embracing the divine. It's about embracing God. It's about embracing the divine within you. And in order to be able to embrace the divine within you, it's absolutely essential that we move into the space of opening our hearts. And the way you open your heart is to move into gratitude. And once you move into gratitude, then your whole world shifts. What's important also is that there are many people out there that have a skewed way of thinking that if I do this and I'm this way, then I deserve to get this. And it's no longer about expectation. It's about opening your heart for the pure bliss of opening your heart, not because you're going to get anything. It's about doing good for people for the pure bliss of giving, not because you're going to get anything. And all of this, all of these different types of actions are very grounded, they're very human, but they're also very spiritual, and it's all within divine timing. And so for those people who walk by the homeless on the street, it's time to give them a dollar.
Yeah.
Because that vibration of giving without expecting anything in return is what's going to shift this planet in a major way. There's something about that they're saying here, and everybody has to take a look at the idea that, for example, when a dolphin or a whale comes up to the boat to spread joy, they are expecting nothing in return.
These beings are filled with source energy. They don't need anything from us.
And source energy doesn't need anything, but the reality about it is we are source energy.
Absolutely.
So the idea is if, in fact, we embody and want to embody source energy, then we need to walk the steps that embody it. So the concept of what would God do is something that everybody needs to be asking.
Yes.
Because we are God.
Everyone just doesn't remember that, but the dolphins do. So,
that's right.
It's so easy for them to share.
Yeah. And so that's something that we need to really look at. And again, what's being brought to mind is that there are many ministers on television telling people to do good because they will be rewarded later. And so you've got all these people out there saying, well, I'm going to be rewarded later, so I'm going to do good now. No, do good because it feels good to do good.
That is the reward.
Don't worry about the reward, because when you do good with the underlying intention of getting something, you negate it. And there, for it's an important thing that we have to shift into, that the mentality of giving for the joy of giving and receiving for the joy of receiving, because that's what God is. That's divine energy.
You know, even the Course in Miracles, for those that study that, Jesus says in the Course in Miracles, to give and receive is the same energy.
Yes.
The circle of life.
Right.
There's no difference.
And one more, and the other piece, and what goes along with that, they're being very grounded tonight. They want you to understand that receiving compliments is the same thing as receiving gold.
Yeah, I agree.
It's about opening the heart to receive and really integrate. When someone gives a person a compliment, it's really important to understand that it's coming from a divine space, and to welcome it and receive it and not negate it.
Huda says, what if every time you had a positive thought, a complimentary thought about someone, you actually said it out loud?
Exactly.
Or you called them or emailed and said it.
Exactly.
That would shift the world.
Exactly.
Because we all do have positive thoughts, but we don't always share them.
Of course. And the idea here is that even when somebody compliments something that somebody has on,
yeah.
So, for example, you say, oh, that's a great-looking blouse, and the person says, oh, gosh, I've had it for years, thanks. It's
yeah,
like slapping God in the face. Just say thank you.
Yeah.
And receive it. And receive the glow that somebody noticed enough your beauty to comment on it. Because it's not the blouse. It's the energy of the person wearing it that they're noticing.
That's right.
Yeah. So by walking the talk of the divine, by talking divinely to yourself and to others, is what's going to assist in shifting the planet for 2012.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That is a beautiful message, everyone.
Yeah.
So
we can all do it.
They're saying that we are the ones we've been waiting for.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is the time, you know, this is the lifetime we've waited for. I believe all of that is true.
Oh, yeah. And you know, it doesn't make any difference what happened in a past life. It's all gone, done. No one has to heal. No one has to... No one has to make amends. You understand that? I hope everybody understands that. It's like, it's old news. It's old news. Let it go. Get that bag of rocks off your neck.
Yeah.
Old news.
Well, thank God forgiveness is built into our system. You know, it's built into what we came here to experience. You know, this is why the teachings of the Ho'oponopono are so powerful.
Exactly. That's for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's now 12 o'clock, my friends. I'm so happy that we were able to get together and talk. And, you know, we're going to hear from Annette and Michael next week, I hope, after they've, you know, we're
not in
there. Annette and Michael and whoever else decides to take the workshop will already know how to access their own Akashic records and probably will have been bringing forth some rather profound things over the weekend.
That's right.
So hopefully we will all get together at your house again next week, Laurie, and talk about how we learned. How about that?
Ah, and how we're all blooming together.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. So any last words before we sign off?
Well, I just want to encourage people that, you know, maybe feel the call to consider coming to San Diego, depending on where you're from. It's a beautiful area, and there are many, you know, wonderful things you can do in our area. If you want to plan a trip out to come for the weekend, you know, just give us a call. We'll help you find accommodations, and, you know, we'll welcome you into our community.
Right. We'll find a place. You know, there's hotels close to your house, right?
Yeah, sure, there is. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, I would love to have as many folks as want to come. We will, like you said, make accommodations, and If you have any questions, you can certainly email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And Lori, why don't you give your telephone number and your email address one more time?
Okay, so my telephone number is 619-271-9461. That's 619-271-9461. And our email is loririon@yahoo.com. Our website, you can read all about, by the way, the Akashic Records, a little bit about Donna's bio and everything on our homepage and on our calendar at loririon.com. It's LAURIEREYON.com. And you'll see Donna's smiling face right on the homepage, so click on and check it out.
That's great. That's right. And if anybody wants to email me, it's info@akashicwisdom.com. If you want to call me, you can call me at 216-392-5490. Well, thanks so much, Lori and Annette and Michael, and thank you for the use of your house, Ruthie and Ralph. And so we are going to close the records of the Akashic Wisdom show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records of the Akashic Wisdom show are now closed. Amen. Have a miracle-filled week, everyone, and thanks for listening. And tune in next week, and you'll hear all about how the class went and what they learned. Okay. Thanks again, Lori, for being on the show.
Welcome. Thanks for having me. And we'll see you soon, Donna.
All right, kiddo. See you Wednesday. Bye-bye.